Just give me the thumbs up, buddy. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the live edition of Two Legs, a Paul McCartney podcast. Tom Hunyadi here, and I'm here with my good buddy, my co-host, my backwards traveler, Andy Nichols. Andy, what's going on, my friend?
Good evening. You surprised me with this live one, but a new wrinkle for Two Legs, and here we are. We're going to do it.
Yeah. We're going to have a bit of fun every week. We're going to go live. Hopefully we can do it the same day, you know, if the time allows us to do it. If not, it'll be at least once a week. And what we're going to do is starting with McCartney and going all the way up. And then once we hit, McCartney 3, we'll do McCartney 3, you know, once that time arrives. But each week we're going to take an album from McCartney and we're going to rank the songs, least favorite to favorite, and obviously starting with McCartney. But before we get to that, we're going to talk about a few things. We got another...
You know what, Dylan? Already with the comments from the peanut gallery, I know you haven't started. You're both wrong. Come on, dude.
Is Dylan already...
Mayo and Dylan have chimed in already. Thank you.
Yeah, well, good. How you guys doing? I hope you guys are doing well. So we're going to have some fun doing this. But first, obviously, we've got the news of the day is these new McCartney releases. There's four in all.
More you know, money.
More money. My wallet's gone. It's depleted. There's nothing in there anymore. It's dead. And so what does McCartney do? He gives us more stuff to buy. And here it is. Remember those dice that a handful of people got that were lucky enough to get them? Well, now here they are. Now there's four more people to get. This is McCartney 3 Color Collections, it's called. And this is a limited color secret demo edition CD and dice merch box. Okay. Each color CD contains a unique secret bonus demo track. Collect them all to complete the series. So, do we know, is this the regular CD with one demo track, or is it just demo tracks?
And what do you think? Or do we know that you have to buy all four of them to get all the demo tracks?
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm gathering with this, the way it's written out here. You know, each color CD contains a unique secret bonus demo track. So collect them all to get them all. So does that mean there's one bonus demo track on each one? And we got to get, you know, all four of them to get that one bonus track. Damn you, McCartney.
Joe says he's anxious for the hand sanitizer edition. I want the one that has the goddamn vaccine.
Right. But anyways, let's just go over. So I'm just going to click on one of these right now. And there's, I believe, three or four different ways you can get these. Okay. And they all come in this nice dice box, you know, so you got the regular 2433 set with the CD and the dice in it. And that comes in the box. Okay. Then for 3433, you can get the CD and the shirt.
Oh, then you get a shirt too.
Yeah. And then the third option is for 34 and 33 again.
What the hell did I buy? What did I just buy today for $24.99?
I'll tell you in 1 second. And then the other one for 34.33 is the CD and the hat. Okay.
Oh, gotta have the hat, I guess.
Yeah. So that's all. That's your three different versions. And then the fourth for 24.33 is the CD and the mask. So for 24.33, what both you and I got the blue one, you got the red one, and that was with the CD and the dice, and that's what I really want.
I'm not gonna have a mask now.
No, you're just getting the CD and the dice.
Okay.
So there's really all I get.
Right, that's all we really want. There's four versions. There's four editions, but all different variants.
Correct.
Day Tripper says, "Dear God, help me."
You and me both, brother.
Preach.
Yes. So, I mean, how do we feel about this, really?
Extortion.
I mean, is this capitalism at its finest? Or, I mean, what do we get?
It is. Riding that Egypt Station hype train, a little more of that.
Right. Right.
Listen, any chance to get and see the selling point is, of course, is the demos because you know
the demos,
that,
right?
That's why people are going to buy them. I mean, listen, you want to buy them for masks? God help you. Mm-hmm. You know, t-shirts, whatever. But the if it's going to be bonus material, demos, demo tracks ratted across four editions. Come on, that's going to be pretty. I mean, and for $24, I guess it's not super extravagant, but now you got to buy it four times.
Right. Well, you figure, you know, the markup price on this, because you think you probably figure that these dice, they cost, you know, 5 cents each, you know, in China, to be made in China somewhere, you know, and the box is probably a penny somewhere, you know, being made in China.
A couple more comments.
Yeah, go ahead. Read them off.
Your former co-host says, you only speak with your money to the heads. Okay.
Yeah.
Broshu says, I think you need to buy all four colored CDs to get get four unique demos. It's cruel and unusual. So only four demos or seven?
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I didn't look at the Hoppin forum at all today, so I don't know if there's any information on there
That thread needs a Xanax.
Yeah, exactly. I'm tired of reading the last page and then waking up to another 30.
And half the time, it's just freaking stupid guys making jokes. It's not sorry. I can't even read that thing half the time. In joke to in joke to in joke for 300 fucking pages. Stop.
Right. Exactly. Anyways, so yeah, you know, I bought the blue. You got the red. Am I going to get the other three ones? Probably. Who knows what the number is on these? We still don't. And the frustrating part is there's no track listing still. When you go to click on this, you don't know if you're getting bonus tracks. You don't know if you're getting the regular CD plus bonus tracks or what. That's the frustrating part of it.
It is. And right now, until we get some more concrete details, I'm firmly going to stick with the buying the one right now. I'm sorry. Right. You know what? The other material will resurface in some other way. Somewhere down the line, but until we get some concrete details on what songs they are and whatever, I'm going to just stick to the one. And do we know, is the only place to buy them right now from McCartney.com?
It looks to be that way.
How do I really feel, Andy? Have you met me? You know I'm from New Jersey. Okay, I don't think word, Dylan. Come on.
Yeah. So that's the big major news that happened today. In other news, a couple days ago, it was on the 13th, it was announced that you've got a new EP out called Home. This was a pre-order, and I guess you can stream it. These are what they are is Home is the first in a series of streaming-only EPs released in the build-up to McCartney 3, featuring previously released songs that tie in with the themes of the new album. So the first one, it contains six songs. We got Eat at Home, Cook of the House, Mull of Kintyre, Home Tonight, Every Night, and Heart of the Country. You know, not a bad set list on that, you know, except for, you know, obviously, you know, Cook of the House is, you know, take it or leave it. But, you know, again, I mean, I have no purpose for this. You know, people that just stream, you know, have at it. You know, you guys can have this one, but I really have no purpose for this right now.
No.
Yeah.
None whatsoever.
So then we also got news of the cassette. You know, we both ordered the cassette as well. And I showed this.
And wasn't there a couple of variants of the cassette too?
Not that I saw.
I thought I saw smoke shell one, and then some other.
Please God help me if there are.
I think there was.
No. Oh, please. And plus, you know, this weekend on the new episode of Two Legs with Ethan Alexanian, we show the We All Stand Together picture disc. So I finally got mine. Andy, you got yours last week, and.
And nice. Yeah. Nice
package. That's it. Yeah, nice little package, right. Yeah, looks good. It sounds great. There is a little touch of warping to it, but it hasn't affected the sound quality. And my God, the sound quality is amazing on this picture disc.
I thought the sound even sounded better in the remastered 4K film. Mm.
Right.
I thought the sound quality was even more improved there.
Yeah.
Got a comment here. Hello, guys. I just thought, what if the demo CD from McCartney 3 is all demos?
Yeah.
Or what if the bonus song on the CD is a demo song of one of the songs already on the album? What a ripoff.
Yeah. And that's what I'm assuming it is. It's either going to be all demos or it's going to be the album the regular album with one demo on it.
With one demo on each one.
And a different demo on each color.
So it's going to be the album with just one bonus track on each. That's probably what it's going to be. I can't see him breaking up the demos over four releases. I don't see that.
Right.
So,
Time will tell. So as I said at the beginning of the show, what we're going to do is we're taking every McCartney album. Well, just the canon, the main canon. We're just going to do the main canon. We're not going to do the covers. We're not going to do the classical. We're not going to do the experimental. We're just going to take the main McCartney records and we're going to rank the songs on each one. And that starts tonight with McCartney, then Ram and Wildlife and so on and so on and so on. And, Andy, why don't you go ahead and start? There's 13 tracks on the McCartney. We're not going to include any bonus tracks for any of this stuff here. We're just going to go straight album.
Standard album.
Yeah, standard album. Any other comments or what?
No, it's just that there's Joe says there's no information, so that might be it, and that is horrible. Agreed. Well, we'll see. We'll see what the coming days bring. But do we know? So it's confirmed only McCartney.com for these or no?
Not confirmed, but that's the only place I've seen it listed so far.
Joe says, I wonder what number one is. I think we both know what number one is on this album.
There's only one. There's only one logical
number one. Come on. I know what number 13 is for me.
Oh, same here. Why don't you go ahead?
Number 13 for me is the 13th song on the album, Crean a Crore.
Really?
Can't stand that song, although I love Dylan's reversion that he did for us for our show. Right. That song, I cannot stand. Do not like it, and it is the crappiest song on this album, bar none. Sorry. Okay. Don't like it.
Number 13 for me, sorry to Linda, but it is the lovely Linda. For me, it's really just what the experiment, you know, messing around with the equipment, really not a song there. What is it? It's less than a minute. I do like his vocals on it. The guitar playing is nice, but there's really not much to it. And that's 13 for me.
All right. 12 for me. Least liked song on the album. Song on the album, Valentine Day. Mm. The third track, another instrumental. A lot of instrumentals on this album. Mm. Meandering, kind of goes nowhere. Jamming.
Yeah.
Appreciate you, Andy. No problem, Dylan. But I do. I like your version of it better than his. How about that?
That's great. Well, we've come to an agreement on this one. The 12th track or the 12th favorite for me is Valentine's Day as well. All the same reasons. It's just it's a instrumental. It's just a blah instrumental to me. It's not even one of the better ones on here.
Agreed.
So I think moving on. Go ahead.
We are. 11. Number 11 for me, one you've already mentioned, The Lovely Linda.
Okay.
For reasons you mentioned. If anything, it has historical context because it's the opening track of his debut solo album.
Yeah.
And it's on those reasons, it's probably more important than actual song because it's the opening track of his solo career. But other than that, nothing really much to say about it. Lovely Linda is still more enjoyable than Crean a Crore, just for Paul's laugh alone. That was Joe Mayo. I agree with you, Joe. Good point.
Okay.
Good point.
Gotcha.
Next.
I'm going with Hot as Sun, Glasses.
Okay.
For my number 11. It's just a middle of the road instrumental. I do like the Glasses section of it, and I do like the bit of Suicide at the end of that. Other than that, the actual Hot as Sun part of it, I've never been a big fan of.
Yeah. I have that ranked a little higher, and that's more for historical purposes than actual.
Yeah, because it was written so long ago.
1959, and it has a little bit of a history being done live in 1979 with Wings.
All right, number 10, right?
Yep. Number 10 for me is the blues rocker Ooh You. Yeah. I don't know where you have that. Maybe it's the same spot, but I think it opens up side two of the album, usually, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a good song, but we start getting into the rankings of like the really high quality stuff, and that's why it's number 10 for me. He rocks out on it, but for me there was too many other good songs to put ahead of it.
Yeah, it's the same number 10 for me as well. I mean, I like the rockiness of it. The lyrics are pretty much just made up on the spot, no big deal. And I do like the ooh you parts, I like his little you know, one lyric like "woman," you know, and stuff like that. I do like the singing in it, but it's really just not that interesting.
Agreed. Know? Agreed. Mm-hmm. Number nine, right? We're up to nine.
Number
Rock and Roll Springtime. Take one.
Okay.
That's Mama Miss America. This is probably where the instrumentals start to get a little bit better. And this, mm-hmm. no doubt, was obviously resonated with some people out there because it was featured in the Cameron Crowe film.
Yeah, that's right. Jerry Maguire. Yeah, Jerry Maguire.
And also another, Junk was in that film. So Mama Miss America is just a nice little rock, and it's got a lot of great piano work in it.
Yes.
Nice little groove going throughout the whole thing. Nice bass groove in the whole thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Tremendous bass groove in it. So it's the, I think it's one of the stronger, it's definitely out of that and Valentine Day, it's the stronger of the instrumentals. So that is why that is at number nine for me.
Okay. Number nine for me is That Would Be Something. It's just it's a very repetitive song. I like his singing on it, but there's not enough of, verse for me. It's just all chorus really, you know, and, with a little bit more work on it, I think it could have been a really good song, but sorry.
Yeah. Number eight. One that you already mentioned. Hot as Sun / Glasses. I like that one. I ranked it number eight just again for the historical aspect of it. Probably has grown in stature for me over the years, just hearing it live, especially in 79.
Right.
And the whole Glasses. And then reading about how it went back to 1959 as a song. Again, as a song, it's probably not, you know, musically adventurous, but in terms of the 1970 McCartney context, I enjoyed it. And plus the suicide, how he has suicide attacked at the end of it. So that's why I ranked that as where I have it ranked at number eight.
Gotcha. I'm going with, was it seven or eight?
Eight for you.
Okay. I'm going with Mama Miss America. This is one of my favorite instrumentals that he's done. I mean, we talked about that piano bit. We talked about the bass. I love the heavy drumming he does on this, this track as well. It got a good groove. It stays interesting throughout the whole track. And, I really enjoy it.
Okay. Number seven, one that you mentioned already previously, That Would Be Something.
Okay.
I probably, if I had to do it again, I kind of agreed with your assessment, how repetitive it is. Mm-hmm. If I had to do it again, I probably would have ranked it a little bit lower. Because it's so early in the album. And it was like the first proper song after The Lovely Linda.
Right.
It's a little bit more memorable and ingrained in one's brain because it's like, okay, this is like the first real song. The Lovely Linda is a little bit of a scratch opener, and here's the actual first proper song on the album. That's probably why I have it as high as I do, because of where it falls in the album. Mm-hmm. But looking at it over time, it's probably one of the lesser tracks to your point. But again, for history, that's why I have it at number seven. And then we get into the top six, which I'm sure we're going to be very similar on.
Yeah, my number seven is Man, We Was Lonely. Again, it's repetitive, but I love the verse. I used to ride on my fast city lying, singing songs that I thought were mine alone. You know, now let me lie with my love for the time I am home, you know, all that. I really dig that verse, and that's why I have it a little higher up.
And that was your number
seven.
Number seven was Manly But Was Lonely?
Yeah. Yep.
Cool. That's my number six.
Okay. Right on.
That's my number six. And again, I agree with you on the lyrics of that one, a little repetitive, but the guitar playing in that song, especially that kick, that
good point.
Off.
Yeah.
The guitar playing on that, that opens it up, is tremendous. And it almost like a piano too, doubling alongside of it a little bit, sounds like. And it closes side one. So, and again, the lyrics are nice in it. But again, I like that one more for the instrumentation and music on that one than I do the actual lyrics.
Gotcha. Okay. Six. Yeah. Is that where we are? Yeah. We start the top six with Junk. Again, you know, we have the history with there on there. I mean, his singing, I think, is really phenomenal about it. The lyrics are really good. However, I just, you know, think five tracks are a little bit better. You know, once we get to these top six, top seven, it could, you know, up it until could, number one, those other tracks.
They really could. They could.
Don't go in any particular order, but just like right now, I mean, this is how I feel at the moment. So.
Agreed. Number five for me is Teddy Boy. Again, originally a Beatles track left on the cutting room floor that Paul rescued. I think it's a great arrangement. I think its placement on the album is nice. It's towards the end.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's right before. Maybe I'm amazed, right? So, yeah. Teddy Boy, then Sing Along Junk.
Yeah.
So it's right. It's I like its sequencing on the album.
Mm-hmm.
I really like his delivery on it. It's like he almost very subtly sings that song.
Right.
Whereas in other takes of it, especially with the Beatles, he's much more over the top with it.
Right.
Yeah. No, Dylan says Teddy Boy over Junk. No, we're going in the other way.
Yeah. Okay, so we're what, top five? My number five is Sing Along Junk. Now, this is a track that I've been appreciating more and more every time that I listen to it, mainly because of that piano playing, you know, throughout the whole track, taking over for the singing.
Yep.
It's just become more and more beautiful to me every time that I hear it. So that's why Sing Along Junk made my top five.
That was your number five, right?
Yeah.
That's my number four.
Okay.
Sing Along Junk is my number four. If for all the reasons you stated, if there was one negative, it's that it's too short. I wish it was like 2 minutes longer. purely for right. the piano playing is just majestic on that track.
Right.
And yeah. I think it speaks to its awesomeness and that Paul chose to close his Unplugged performance
right.
by playing that. I mean, if you've seen that video of Unplugged and the show ends and they just go out with Sing Along Junk.
I mean, it's great. And we got our buddy Dylan to thank for our closing, his win. Version of that too.
Big win there, Dylan. we've got Dylan who repurposed two McCartney tracks that we've used, which I think we're going to use the Korean little secret here. We're going to use the Korean Aquare one as our intro for 2021 episode starting in January.
Great. I love it. All right. So what are we at? Top
your five? Your number four.
Four. My number four? Okay. Now, I know this was your least favorite. This is my number four.
I know you love this song.
I really dig Korean Aquare. I just dig the drumming. I dig the heavy breathing. This, if I'm driving and this song comes on, if I'm going like 65,
I would drive off the road.
Yeah, by the time the song is over, I'm probably going at least 100 miles an hour. This song just gets me in a good mood. It gets me going. There's been times where I played the track early in the morning, blast it up when I was working at the catering job, and it gets everybody moving. And I really dig it.
I respect that you ranked that one so high. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You could drive 100 miles an hour in Arizona, huh?
Yeah.
can't do that here.
Well, you got to stop every 5 minutes to pay a goddamn toll.
We do. And get used to that, buddy, when you come east.
Yeah.
Used to that. Okay. Top three.
Top three.
Number three for me is Every Night.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure falls somewhere in two or three for you.
Absolutely.
A great song, again, almost a Beatles song. A lot of history with this one, going back to the Beatles days. He's performed it live a bunch of times over the years. Again, that 1979 Wings tour. He played a lot. He played Hot as Sun. He played Every Night. I probably enjoy the live version from 79 the best. It's a little more electric. It's not as broken down. But then again, he revisited it again on the Unplugged stuff.
Unplugged, so absolutely. Yep.
There's really kind of cool points in McCartney's history where he revisits this album. David says, it's like listening to Goodfellas between you two.
Hey, let me get my baseball bat. I'm going to take care of this mullion tonight.
I'm going to take care of the thing. Right. Yeah, okay, good.
Take care
good.
Of the thing.
But every night is my number three and a worthy placing on anybody's top.
I think so. My number three is Teddy Boy. You know, I really dig the story of that. I dig the history on that. You know, obviously we know we've got the fun demo from or the fun track from the Let It Be sessions that's on the anthology. mythology, you know, with John adding his two bits on there.
Yeah, John turning it into a square dance.
Do-si-do, yeah, square dance. But I dig it. I like I said, I dig the story. I dig his singing. He sings very well on this throughout this whole album, and I think this is, you know, again, no exception on that. And that's
a very tender. It's a very tender delivering. You know, he found a place where he could settle down. You know.
Yeah.
Tenderly delivered lyric in that song. Mm-hmm. Always felt good placing. Yes. Okay, number two, the aforementioned Junk. This is probably one of McCartney's strongest songs lyrically, melodically, production, everything about it in the 2.5 minutes that it is.
Right.
Really, this would have been such a great addition to the White Album. It fits in with that total ethos perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad that we got it for his own debut album.
Yes.
It is like the benchmark of McCartney recordings when you think about him as a solo career, starting on his own. Dylan says, Tom is the one I was referring to when he said, oh, Teddy Boy over Junk, as in he's wrong. Ouch. Ouch. Ouch.
Damn. Dylan, you know, one of these days you're going to wake up and you're going to discover that you are the one that's wrong.
Yeah. So that's it. Junk is my number two. And that's me. You?
Okay. My number two is Every Night. Just for a lot of the reasons that you said. It's, again, a very well-sung song. I love the history of this song. I love what he's trying to say throughout the song. Again, it's that home feeling. You know, he wants to be home. And, you know, this is kind of like almost his wake up, get out of his depression song. You know, the song he dedicates, another song that he dedicates to Linda, you know, and you know, wanting to spend more time with her, and you know, and again, just a very tender song. And you know, I think this would have been cool on the White Album or something, or maybe even on Abbey Road, you know.
Yeah, it would have been fine too. And again, one of the things I love about the live version is that you get that Lawrence Juber killer solo in the live version, which kind of gives it a new wrinkle. You know, it's still a great song, but in a live context, it gives it a nice wrinkle.
Right.
Macafilm 66 says, Womankind. No, we're not doing the bonus track.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not doing the bonus tracks. But
Right. It's like, yeah, every night, every day I lean on a lamppost, I'm wasting my time. Every night I lay on a pillow, resting my mind. You know, just good stuff. Really good stuff there. Good writing. I think this track came a little bit later in those sessions. I think he brought this one into Abbey Road, and you know, to finish. We all know he wrote it, you know, what, back in during the where were they in India there?
Rishikesh.
Rishikesh, thank you. Yes. So, but good stuff.
Rishikesh. Yeah, just thinking about it, there's been so many different variants of this album over the last how many years. You've got lists. This past year we had, I mean, we all know what our number one is, so we can kind of pause for a minute.
Right.
We've got the Half Speed remaster that came out for Record Store Day, which Tom graciously got for me, which sounds great. You've got, I mean, right now I'm holding the 1987 or 88 original pressing on CD. Then you've got you know, the 1993 version.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then, of course, the 2011, which Tom has right there. So, you know, and then you've got the double LP 2011 Concord. Then you have the 2018 Capitol remaster.
Right.
Don't forget, you've got the 2018 Capitol CD, too.
Right. And then I'm sure Columbia released a copy, too, when he switched over.
I don't think they did. I don't
On vinyl, I would.
Vinyl, they did, but not on CD.
Right.
Now, on vinyl, they did, but not on CD. So, because I have a bunch of those Columbias, but and vinyl, but not on CD. But there's just been so many. I mean, the Half Speed Master was nice. It was quiet. It was. I thought it would be phenomenal. I thought it would be too.
So did I. But it's not a really long album to begin with.
No. No, it's not. But I just would have been so much cooler if the back cover was the cover. You know, it just that would have been so much nicer if that was the cover. You know, but
reverse it. You know, put this on the back cover instead. The Bull of Cherries. Yeah.
Did you see the Did you see some of the memes floating out there with like an older McCartney and like his 50-year-old daughter from McCartney 3?
Yes, inside the there are a lot of people with a lot of time on their hands, my friend.
And it wasn't us, by the way.
Right.
This is weird, okay? So there's 13 tracks on the album, right? But on the disc, I just noticed this. The disc shows 14.
Okay.
Weird.
Interesting.
Where are they getting 14 from? When there's only there's only 13, right?
Are they separating? Hottest Sun and Glasses?
Yeah, they separated Hottest Sun and Glasses on the disc, but not on this.
Interesting.
Yeah, we love these little geeky manufacturing mistakes. Yeah, Hottest Sun is 5, Glasses is 6, yeah. But then it's one track listed on here.
Right.
Yeah. I don't even know if you see these anymore. Do you have one of these?
Tom, I did. Oh, but you did? As these were coming out, you know, I just gotten rid of them. You know,
would you sell them or give them away?
Yeah, just take them back to a record store and get some store credit or whatnot, and you know, buy something else.
So you don't like having every edition?
No,
you don't.
Not
like
with
having.
That. Not with the CD. Not with the CD.
No, one version. No.
Exactly. If this is going to sound better than that early 80s or 90s pressing or whatever you want to call it, then what do I need the least quality sounding CD for? What do I need it for?
For your collection, historical accuracy, to reference, to go back to it. I mean, no. Some of these people go crazy. Some of these audiophiles, it's like, you know, you got to go back to the 87s to compare. And
yeah, no, I disagree.
I'm going to be honest. I can't tell you the last time I actually threw this disc in.
Yeah.
Probably.
It's a dust collector.
It is, but tonight I had to pull it out and pulled it off the shelf and was able to look at it quickly. So it served its purpose.
There you go.
So our universal number one, of course, is Maybe I'm Amazed.
I think that's the only correct answer for this album anyways.
Well, listen, if it was, you might have said Queen of Quarry. I don't know. You love that song. Jesus.
I do.
Maybe I'm Amazed. Easy, the easy clear winner for this one was not a single. Should have been.
Yeah,
waited till 76 to put it out as a single. And God, did that version still, even to this day. Now the local like light FM station in my area.
The classic rock stations.
It's not classic rock. It's like easy listening. It's like music you hear when you go to the dentist. It's like they call it light FM.
The adult contemporary stations, right?
That station, even to this day, we'll play the live version like nonstop. David says, Tom does not want every edition? ? Just like your suitcase, dust collector. Yikes. Zinger.
Who invited that guy? I mean, I don't even know him anymore. I mean, you know, he's...
I bet you there's probably a little bit of dust on top of that suitcase too.
Probably. You know, I was gonna bring it if the you know, that damn, if COVID didn't hit and we, you know, I would have, you know,
you would have brought it out. You would have brought it on the road.
Oh hell no!
Major Jackson says he puts the old ones in his car. Nice, that's a good solution.
Oh, okay, that's a good thing. Yeah, absolutely.
Cars that actually have CD players still now. Most, the newer ones don't. You actually have to pay more money to have a CD player now, which is sad.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Yeah, yes. I know they just put the auxiliary cord in there and you're good to go.
I know. But Maybe I'm Amazed, clear cut. Was it ever going to be a single? Do you know?
No, I mean, it was never going to be a single.
Never any plans.
I know they did the promotional video for it, but that was it.
Right, which got a nice remaster when?
Yeah, exactly. I think earlier this year. You know,
2020
year,
came out
earlier. To celebrate the 50th anniversary of McCartney.
Right, which was just again panning of the photos that were on the gatefold of the cover.
Right, and they all look great. I mean, all these new remastered, you know, restored videos that he's been doing lately, starting last year with Wonderful Christmas Time, they've all looked great. Rupert the Bear, the We All Stand Together, Rupert the Bear, Frog, Rupert and the Frog song. I mean, it looks amazing.
Yeah, no, they certainly done a good job. It's just the timing. Like, you wish these things were bundled in with these packages, you know, you had these four keys.
Yeah, exactly.
Again, the McCartney archive box is now, it's approaching 10 years old. Next year it's gonna be 10 years old. So, you know, I guess that technology was still kind of, they weren't going to bundle in,
stuff
on those discs.
Yeah, I don't, I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that it was with Concord as well. I mean, you got a smaller company, you're with Capitol now, you know, they've got the more resources, you know, they've got the know-how to get this kind of thing done. And I think it was a big deal for him to go back to Capitol, and that, you know, all these box sets and stuff, are they're pushing them out now a little bit quicker. You know?
I should have never left it. Yeah. Yeah. We have a comment here from Robert. Robert says, which of the tracks on the album could have best fit on a Beatles album and which couldn't? Good question.
Yeah. you know,
maybe I'm amazed for sure.
Yeah, maybe I'm amazed for sure. But
every night,
you know, I think they tried Junk and Teddy Boy. It just didn't work, unfortunately. But maybe I'm amazing every night, I think, for sure.
You know, I think the other thing, a lot of the instrumentals were just stuff that he just kind of came up on the fly and threw it on. Yeah. I don't think they were going to be Beatles songs. You look at the track listing, what could have been Beatles songs? That would be something maybe.
Right.
Every Night, Hottest Sun.
But I figured though, like with Hottest Sun being as old as it was, you know, right. that had a possibility, but you know,
right.
no, it, you know, never did. Nothing came out of it.
Manly Was Lonely definitely was probably post Beatles. Ooh You was a jam thrown together. Mama Miss America right. thrown together. Teddy Boy we know was a Beatles song attempted. Yeah. Junk same thing. And Maybe I May. So not too many songs probably could have been Beatles songs on this.
Right.
You know, just maybe what a few.
Yeah. Handful. I mean, absolutely.
No, like you said. Well, I saw a side note. I got to see the Fab Four over 10 years ago. Mm. Put on and the Fab Four, for anybody who doesn't know, is probably the best Beatles tribute band out there. Put together a show called, the show was called Hottest Sun. And what the set list was what the next Beatle album would have been in 1970. And they took tracks from their first four albums.
Okay.
Set list of what the album would have been. And right. obviously a lot of tracks from McCartney were in it. And it was a phenomenal show. But they called it Hottest Sun. And
did they do Sentimental Journey or did they do Buku's of Blues or neither?
They gave Ringo one track and it was It Don't Come Easy.
There you go. Okay.
They didn't do anything from Sentimental Junior or Buku. Yeah. So, but they did Every Night. They did That Would Be Something. You know. So it was well represented and I think they only did it one time. But
okay,
that was a good show. Major says, in my opinion, Maybe I'm Amazed stands toe to toe with Paul's latter Beatles songs like Let It Be.
Absolutely. Let It Be, Long and Winding Road. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's and the live version too. I know it gets overplayed, but you know his vocal in that live version on that album is just absolutely killer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean a potential number one if it gets released in 1970. But then again, you're kind of get overexposed now. Okay, you got McCartney coming out, and it's so close to Let It Be released. Okay, you had Let It Be released earlier in the year, and then you had Long and Winding Road. You know, so you would have had like three songs with McCartney vocals there, all so close together.
Let's not forget, okay, there was a legendary bust up fight about the release date of this album when he wanted it to come out.
Right. Yeah.
You know, you had Joy, you know, they wanted to get the Beatles album out, and it was, you know, this was a very hotly contested period about it. And in the end, they let Paul have his way, and they let him release his album in April.
Mm-hmm.
May?
It was April.
April 70, yeah. So, ahead of, because Let It Be came out in May.
Right.
So, they let him have his way, but it was, you know, it was a very hotly contested time period for that, you know, so.
Absolutely.
But yeah, this is the first of our weekly, recap and rank the songs. So
that's right, first installment of this, and we're gonna keep it going. We'll go next week, and we'll do
Ram On, baby,
and that'll be fun too because I think there's so many great quality songs on that.
That's gonna be a tough one.
Yeah, it'll be a little tougher for sure.
So you're gonna put Monkberry Moon Delight number one or no?
Maybe top five.
For sure.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, it's like I said, I mean, there's a lot of quality between Too Many People, you know, Uncle Albert, Admiral Halsey, you know, which was his first number one, you know, Monkberry Moon Delight. I love Ram On. I love Three Legs. You know, Dear Boy, I think is just an amazing song, which showcased the backing vocals of Paul and Linda together, which was a sign of things to come, you know, so.
Yeah. So that'll be next week. Don't know what day yet. This is our first kind of foray into doing this once a week. But Major says Sentimental Journey also came out before Let It Be.
Yes, cool. That's true. Plus the single Instant Karma too. So I mean, if John can get, you know, and Ringo can get stuff out before, why can't Paul?
Yeah. James Boyce, hi guys, a bit late to the party. A bloody friend called me. I was about to see you. Well, this will be archived and on our YouTube channel, so you can watch us after this.
Yeah, so once it gets archived and once it, you know, you can make comments or whatever, please let us know what your, I mean, if you want to do the ranking, let us know what your ranking is as we go through all.
Do we know how many proper albums are in the canon? 18? How many proper albums
are
in the canon?
Well, this is going to be, his 18th solo record, McCartney?
Not Counting Wings then, right?
Not Counting Wings, yeah.
I hate that. Paul is Wings. Count them.
let's think of that's what 26, 27 records, let's say.
All right, so this will be like our next year-long initiative, and we're starting.
Yeah, there you go.
We don't know. It'll be weekly. Just don't know what day of the week we'll do it, but it will be weekly on top of our Saturday normal posting of our episodes. Yeah. And we've got episode 109 going up on Saturday with we interviewed Ethan Alexanian with his great podcast, and we talked about New.
Yep. After that, we're going to be doing a fun, the Bruce McMahon Show. We're going to be playing it. We're going to be reviewing it, doing a little commentary on it. And that should be pretty fun, too.
Dylan says 22 minus the three cover albums. That sounds low.
Okay.
Okay, maybe it is, though. Now, we're not counting live. And
We're not counting live. We're not counting covers. We're not counting Fireman. We're not counting classical. So.
Okay, so... Right. Kit popped on. Kit just
said, "Hey, Kit."
She just finished the show with Plastic EP.
Plastic EP. Yes, exactly.
God bless you. and Major Jackson says, "Counting Wings." I think it's 26.
Okay.
All right.
Enough. So. I mean, there's no need to do the live stuff. No need to do the covers. I don't think
we can throw them a little. We can throw them a little postscript cookie.
Right. Exactly. So once again, if you know, once this gets situated there in our canon there, let us know your ranking, your thoughts, and you know, I meant to show this earlier, but here it is. This is the Plastic Ono Band. Book that came out today, and
very nice,
very, very, you know, very nice book. Same dimensions as the Imagine book that came out last year, and well worth it. Beautiful. Very a lot cool. of the information here is quality, just like the stuff in Imagine books. So.
And that was a release day delivery you got for today, Tom?
Yeah, today. Yeah,
very good.
Yeah, it wasn't in limbo like that. Damn, We All Stand Together.
Isn't that good? Probably sat in the post office for a week.
But anyways, thank you everybody for joining us. Andy, you want to add anything to before we sign off?
Not much. Thanks for everybody for copping on to the live chat and supporting us. And we've got a really nice following now on YouTube, and we really, really appreciate everybody's comments and support. So thank you.
Yeah. So if you haven't yet, please subscribe. Click on that bell so you can be notified when we have a new show and are going live. So once again, thank you everybody for joining us. As always, have a great day and a beautiful night, and we will see you soon.
Bye.
Take care.